You're listening to 99.9 Live FM. Abby here with you today, and I am so excited to introduce to you a band that's making waves in the Christian music industry all the way from Sweden. Although, are you guys in Sweden right now?
We are.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I would love to introduce Lynn D, a trio of incredibly talented siblings, harmonies, and heartfelt lyrics that capture hearts around the world, including right here in Townsville. So happy to have you guys with us. Lynn D, you guys have incredible talent. Your lyrics have captured so many, even here in our city of Townsville, and we're so thrilled to have you join us. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks for having us.
Yes, it's such a pleasure. Now, for those that may not have heard of you or just don't know your story of how Lynn D came about, can you share a little bit about who you are and how the band came together?
We are siblings, and we grew up in a very musical family. Our mom, she grew up making Christian music herself with her family. She's from Norway, and they traveled all around the world. And yeah, when we came along, we really, really loved music, and we had a passion for it. So we started making Christian children's music when we were kids.
Aww.
So Dennis, the oldest one, he started off first, and then Emmy and I did that too for many years, and we traveled all around Scandinavia mostly, and had concerts with the whole family. And then later on, when we grew up, we wanted to do something all together, all the siblings. So we formed what's now Lynn D. And we've been doing that for
a few years
now. Yeah, a few years now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we travel all around Europe, and we've been to the States too, and other parts of the world, and we get to just sing about the hope of Jesus, and we love doing live performances, and we love meeting people, and also creating music for the glory of God, and to tell our stories and to just bring hope.
Yeah.
Oh, we love that. Have you ever been to Australia yet?
No,
we haven't. Then we gotta come.
Well, Emmy. Well, maybe Dennis.
Well,
I've been to the airport in Brisbane.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's close though. So a challenge. We need to get you here to Australia next.
Yes, for sure.
So
I think
good.
Both Emmy and I, we've never been west of Europe.
Okay.
So that would be cool to east of Europe. Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
East of Europe.
So you guys are siblings. You do life together, ministry together, you work and play. What was it like growing up as siblings and going through that transformation of, you know, like a family bond to like, this is the ministry that we're going to jump in together?
I think it's always been just a natural part of our family and what we do since we started so young. I mean, I was 6 years old when I recorded my first album with like the Christian kids music. So it's always been a part of what we do. So it's never been strange. Like, that's what we know.
Yeah.
Making music as a family, traveling a lot as a family. And of course, that came with some challenges at sometimes growing up, having three kids pretty close in ages. And I mean, sometimes we had other interests as well outside of music, but it's always been a part of what we do. So yeah, it's very natural.
Oh, I love that. I have three siblings, so I'm the oldest of four. And I think the opportunity to be able to do ministry and life together would just be so sweet. So love your passion for family and being together, but also the ministry that you've created out of it. It's really precious. Within that, how do you balance then the roles? Do you each have different roles in the creative process, or is it really this collaborative effort?
Involved in everything that's going on. But we have somewhat roles too. So Dennis produces all of our music right now, and so he's our producer, and we all write, and we all are part of like creating content and social media, but Ella and I are more towards like the social media side of things.
But like you said, all of us are a big part of everything we do, and everything always goes past everyone.
Yeah.
And also our parents are very involved too, and they're very supportive, and they work with us too.
Oh, I want to jump a little bit into your music, especially recently. You just released Bright Future. We're really excited about it. I love the song. Can you tell us the story behind the song and what it meant to you?
Thank you. So we wrote Brighter Future in on a writing trip to the US. It's always fun when you can collaborate with other people and trying to like bring all our like stories and maybe what we were going through that day or some thoughts we've had that we want to put into music and writing. So that whole thing came from Jeremiah 29:11, where it says that God has a bright future for us and a plan for our life. I think we've seen that, especially in Sweden, with young adults and younger people. That's something that we've seen that they need to hear, that they have a bright future. I think it's so much going on in the world, especially for the younger generation that's on their phone all the time, and they can see everything going on all the time. So that reminder of Jeremiah 29:11 is just so important, and for us as well, making the song and like going through everything that comes with making the song. You have to really get the message when you sing it out, so that it translates to people. So it's been life-changing for us, and also like the testimonies that we've heard from people hearing the song.
Here in Townsville, we're part of an organization. It's called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And I think the reason that we're located in the town, it's the CBD, so the Central Business District, is because there's such a high rate of mental health in youth, such a high rate of youth crime. And our heart is really just to reach them and give them purpose and passion through God. And so, like your song, I think that that's why it resonates so well with our community, because there's such a heart cry to reach the youth and let them know that they do have that bright future. So, a beautiful message from that song.
Wow. Amen.
I wanted to pick out like some of my favorite songs and like have you just talk about all the things. But what I thought I would do instead is, if you guys are up for it, maybe just share like of your songs that you've released, which one is your favorite and why, or the messaging behind it. What is it that like tugs at your heartstrings of why you released it?
Good question. For me, I think probably the one that I feel closest to is a song called Brighter Future. No, not Brighter Future. We just talked about it. Breathe Again. For me, it's one of our songs called Breathe Again. And it's very close to my heart because I went through a period with a lot of stress and anxiety. And we actually wrote that song before I came into that period, but those lyrics spoke right into what I was going through before we even released the song. So it was a song that I listened to before it came out to other people, and it really helped me before it could help others. And it really like hit the nail on exactly what I was going through. And it's just about having to just stop everything you're doing and just breathe and spend time with God and just let all those worries and stress and everything, just let it go and let God handle it and take it. So yeah, breathe again for me.
That's a good one. I had that on my list, so I'm glad you talked about it.
Wow. I would say, I have a lot of favorites, but I would say our song called Right Now, which is featuring Eris Ford, an amazing R&B artist from the States. And we wrote the lyrics kind of during the pandemic. And it's about how we thought about like just not living in some kind of just bubble or like that hamster wheel of just going round and round and not really reflecting on what you're doing, and why, like, yeah, what you're doing in your everyday life. And so it's more of like a wake up call to just be like, wait, I'm right here, right now, and I want to do something with what God has given me. So like we saying, like, use all that I'm given, say no to the same old rhythms. So it's a reminder to, like, God has put gifts in all of our lives, and to really use the moment, and to, yeah, just be in the present and work with what God has given you.
Almost like taking a step back from just getting in the habit of going, 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 so that you can just see what it is that God's doing in the midst of what you're doing.
I would say it's funny that we have three different songs. I would say anything. I've always loved the story in the Bible about talents that God gave, or the parable about how you should make the most out of what God has given you. I think that song talks about just giving everything back to God, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. Trying to use our gifts and talents in the best way possible, and just give everything back to him, and yeah, do our best to honor that. And I think that song speaks about that.
Thank you for sharing those. I appreciate it, and I think you all picked very good choices with Bright Future. Is that a tease of what's to come? Do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on, traveling plans?
We actually, yes. So we went on a tour, the Winter Jam tour
Oh,
in America, at the start of 2024, and we just decided when we came home from that tour, it was a great motivation for us, and we had such a good time and just meeting a lot of great artists and meeting a lot of great people. And we just when we came home, we were so motivated and just decided to go to the studio and just write a bunch of new songs. So we have a lot of new music stacked up.
We can't wait to hear that new music. We're excited for it and looking, we'll keep our ears tuned to what's to come. Since you guys are from Sweden, what's one Swedish dish or tradition that you think everyone should experience or have?
Wow. I think what comes to my mind instantly is meatballs
Oh, yeah. Swedish
and like
meatballs.
potatoes and the brown sauce and like lingonberry jam.
All right.
That's I love that dish.
Yeah.
And the best one is the homemade
Yes.
meatballs.
Okay. Not the
IKEA
frozen
is
stuff.
good. No, IKEA is good too, but if
Well,
you it's actually not that hard to make. So if you just search for a Swedish meatball recipe, you can
yeah.
make it at home. It's
It's
really
really
good.
good. All right. Good to know.
A tradition. I think maybe something that Sweden has that not really the other Scandinavian countries have is the celebration of Midsummer.
Okay.
And it's really it's a very strange holiday in some ways, but we wear like flower crowns around our heads. Mostly girls wear them and like long summer dresses, and it's mostly like we celebrate summer and dance around a big like flower pole, I
Yeah,
guess. Kind of. But it's very different. It's a Swedish tradition that I think people would enjoy
Oh,
experiencing.
nice. If you could collaborate with any artist in the world, Christian or mainstream, who would it be and why?
Whoa.
The
Whoa. Oh,
list is
what an
long.
easy question.
I mean, just to pick one out of a lot of options, I would say John Bellion is one of my
He's a good one.
favorites. I love him and his. Just his creativity and his production style and everything. So that would be really cool. And he's done some collaborations with like Christian artists before. So I mean, yeah, we'll see.
Good choice. I love his
Well,
music.
if there's also like a Christian artist, I think we all have. We have a bunch of them, so this is not the only one, but I think it would be really cool. I've been into Madison Ryan Ward a
Oh
lot
yeah,
lately.
yep.
I really love her style and the vibe, and it would be really cool to just meet up and link up with her. That would be cool.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, as you said, there's a bunch, but like we've been following Tori Kelly
Oh,
from
yeah.
she re released like her first songs from way back. So she's also kind of a dream
Yeah.
collab person.
So good. I find it interesting. All the artists you list, I have not had the chance to chat with yet, but they're all on my list of artists to be able to have a chat with. So maybe they'll be on my list as well to collaborate with.
Yeah. Cool.
All
Wow.
right. And last kind of fun out of the box one. What is one thing that each of you loves to do outside of music?
This is fun that you asked, actually, because I just discovered a new hobby. I
Okay.
started making, I've become my own nail tech.
Oh,
So I've
okay.
been doing my own like gel nails and a
Yeah.
lot of designs at home. So I actually enjoy sitting and like not only nails, but I like arts and crafts and just being a little creative
Creative.
outside of the,
Yeah, I like that.
I think my thing would be just like hanging out with friends,
Yeah.
like grabbing a coffee or just having those like good conversations, life conversations, and just talking about what Jesus does and sharing Jesus together.
Yeah, good.
I would say, I mean, music is my big hobby. So even if we're not working, I'm always doing something that has to do with music. But outside of that, I would say probably watch a good football game or
Yeah.
something.
Oh, so good. Thanks for sharing, guys. That was fun. So for anyone that will be tuning in, how can they stay connected with Lindy and your music?
Yes, super simple. It's lin.d.official on social media.
There you go.
Or especially like Instagram, TikTok, but you can find us on YouTube and Facebook if we're on that. And yeah.
I think we would just want to say that Jesus really, really loves you, and that God has a bright future for you. And if we choose to trust Him and believe in Him, He has promised that He's going to be with us. And He has great plans for your life, and He's put gifts and talents in you that He wants you to use. So, yeah,
Yeah,
He loves you.
he's a firm foundation that you can build your life on, and he's not changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And also, he's not surprised by everything going on in the world right now. I think sometimes we see the news and we forget, and we think that I mean, yeah, it's so much stuff going on, but God's not surprised. He has everything under control. And we can put our trust in him, and he's our rock.
Thank you guys. I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm so excited to be able to spotlight you.
Yeah,
Thank
thank
you
you
so
so much.
much. You too.
That's so
Yes,
good.
great too. We're warming up our English too
Yes.
now because like tomorrow or the day after tomorrow we're leaving for America actually. So
Oh,
we're going to Nashville.
are you part of Winter Jam again this year?
No,
We're not, but
okay.
We're gonna go see them. But we're gonna go there and just present some new music to some people and write a bunch of new stuff. And yeah.
Oh, so good. I mean, I'm sad that you're not part of Winter Jam, but I'm kind of glad because my husband and I were just in the States and we wanted to stay for Winter Jam. So I'm a little bit selfishly glad that we're not missing out on being able to see you guys perform. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Where are you from in the States?
I'm from New York,
Okay. Love New York.
Central New York. So a little bit outside of the city, but Central New York. Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we love you.
Excited for you guys to be back
But we
there.
have to come to Australia.
Yes, you
Yes.
do. Yep.
It's definitely on our bucket list.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll chat again sometime and as you release new stuff. And wishing you all the best in your travels to Nashville.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much.
so
Thank
much.
you, Abby.
Thanks, guys.
Guys.
Enjoy the rest of your night. Nice to
Yeah.
meet
Bye
you.
bye.
Bye.